the book of Proverbs, continuing the parables of Solomon. Chapter 11. A deceitful balance is an abomination before the Lord, and a just weight is his will. Where pride is, there also shall be reproach, but where humility is, there also is wisdom. The simplicity of the just shall guide them, and the deceitfulness of the wicked shall destroy them. Riches shall not profit in the day of revenge, but justice shall deliver from death. The justice of the upright shall make his way prosperous, and the wicked man shall fall by his own wickedness. The justice of the righteous shall deliver them, and the unjust shall be caught in their own snares. When the wicked man is dead, there shall be no hope any more, and the expectation of the solicitous shall perish. The just is delivered out of distress, and the wicked shall be given up for him. The dissembler with his mouth deceiveth his friend, but the just shall be delivered by knowledge. When it goeth well with the just, the city shall rejoice, and when the wicked perish, there shall be praise. By the blessing of the just, the city shall be exalted, and by the mouth of the wicked it shall be overthrown. He that despiseth his friend is mean of heart, but the wise man will hold his peace. He that walketh deceitfully revealeth secrets, but he that is faithful concealeth the thing committed to him by his friend. Where there is no governor, the people shall fall, but there is safety where there is much counsel. He shall be afflicted with evil, that is surety for a stranger, but he that is aware of the snares shall be secure. A gracious woman shall find glory, and the strong shall have riches. A merciful man doth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel casteth off even his own kindred. The wicked maketh an unsteady work, but to him that soweth justice there is a faithful reward. Clemency prepareth life, and the pursuing of evil things, death. A perverse heart is abominable to the Lord, and his will is in them that walk sincerely. Hand in hand the evil man shall not be innocent, but the seed of the just shall be saved. A golden ring in a swine's snout, a woman fair and foolish. The desire of the just is all good, the expectation of the wicked is indignation. Some distribute their own goods and grow richer. Others take away what is not their own, and are always in want. The soul which blesseth shall be made fat, and he that inebriateth shall be inebriated also himself. He that hideth up corn shall be cursed among the people, but a blessing upon the head of them that sell. Well doth he rise early who seeketh good things, but he that seeketh after evil things shall be oppressed by them. He that trusteth in his riches shall fall, but the just shall spring up as a green leaf. He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the winds, and the fool shall serve the wise. The fruit of the just man is a tree of life, and he that gaineth souls is wise. If the just man receive in the earth, how much more the wicked and the sinner? Chapter 12. He that loveth correction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is foolish. He that is good shall draw grace from the Lord, but he that trusteth in his own devices doth wickedly. Men shall not be strengthened by wickedness, and the root of the just shall not be moved. A diligent woman is a crown to her husband, and she that doth things worthy of confusion is a rottenness in his bones. The thoughts of the just are judgments, and the counsels of the wicked are deceitful. The words of the wicked lie in wait for blood, the mouth of the just shall deliver them. Turn the wicked, and they shall not be, but the house of the just shall stand firm. A man shall be known by his learning, but he that is vain and foolish shall be exposed to contempt. Better is the poor man that provideth for himself than he that is glorious and wanteth bread. The just regardeth the lives of his beasts, but the bowels of the wicked are cruel. He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread, but he that pursueth idleness is very foolish. He that is delighted in passing his time over wine leaveth a reproach in his strongholds. The desire of the wicked is the fortification of evil men, but the root of the just shall prosper. For the sins of the lips ruin draweth nigh to the evil man, but the just shall escape out of distress. By the fruit of his own mouth shall a man be filled with good things, and according to the works of his hands it shall be repaid him. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that is wise hearkeneth unto counsels. A fool immediately showeth his anger, but he that dissembleth injuries is wise. He that speaketh that which he knoweth showeth forth justice, but he that lieth is a deceitful witness. There is that promiseth, and is pricked, as it were, with a sword of conscience, but the tongue of the wise is health. The lip of truth shall be steadfast forever, but he that is a hasty witness frameth a lying tongue. Deceit is in the heart of them that think evil things, but joy followeth them that take counsels of peace. Whatsoever shall befall the just man, it shall not make him sad, but the wicked shall be filled with mischief. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but they that deal faithfully please him. A cautious man concealeth knowledge, and the heart of fools publisheth folly. The hand of the valiant shall bear rule, but that which is slothful shall be under tribute. Grief in the heart of a man shall bring him low, but with a good word he shall be made glad. He that neglecteth a loss for the sake of a friend is just, but the way of the wicked shall deceive them. The deceitful man shall not find gain, but the substance of a just man shall be precious gold. In the path of justice is life, but the byway leadeth to death. Chapter 13. A wise son heareth the doctrine of his father, but he that is a scorner heareth not when he is reproved. Of the fruit of his own mouth shall a man be filled with good things, but the soul of transgressors is wicked. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his soul, but he that hath no guard on his speech shall meet with evils. The sluggard willeth and willeth not, but the soul of them that work shall be made fat. The just shall hate a lying word, but the wicked confoundeth, and shall be confounded. Justice keepeth the way of the innocent, but wickedness overthroweth the sinner. One is as it were rich when he hath nothing, and another is as it were poor when he hath great riches. The ransom of a man's life are his riches, but he that is poor beareth not reprehension. The light of the just giveth joy, but the lamp of the wicked shall be put out. Among the proud there are always contentions, but they that do all things with counsel are ruled by wisdom. Substance got in haste shall be diminished, but that which by little and little is gathered with the hand shall increase. Hope that is deferred afflicteth the soul. Desire when it cometh is a tree of life. Whosoever speaketh ill of anything bindeth himself for the time to come, but he that feareth the commandment shall dwell in peace. Deceitful souls go astray in sins. The just are merciful and show mercy. The law of the wise is a fountain of life, that he may decline from the ruin of death. Good instruction shall give grace. In the way of scorners is a deep pit. The prudent man doth all things with counsel, but he that is a fool layeth open his folly. The messenger of the wicked shall fall into mischief, but a faithful ambassador is health. Poverty and shame to him that refuseth instruction, but he that yieldeth to reproof shall be glorified. The desire that is accomplished delighteth the soul. Fools hate them that flee from evil things. He that walketh with the wise shall be wise. A friend of fools shall become like to them. Evil pursueth sinners, and to the just good shall be repaid. The good man leaveth heirs, sons, and grandsons, and the substance of the sinner is kept for the just. Much food is in the tillage of fathers, but for others it is gathered without judgment. He that spareth the rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him correcteth him betimes. The just eateth and filleth his soul, but the belly of the wicked is never to be filled. Chapter 14. A wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish will pull down with her hands that also which is built. He that walketh in the right way and feareth God is despised by him that goeth by an infamous way. In the mouth of a fool is the rod of pride, but the lips of the wise preserve them. Where there are no oxen, the crib is empty, but where there is much corn, there the strength of the ox is manifest. A faithful witness will not lie, but a deceitful witness uttereth a lie. A scorner seeketh wisdom, and findeth it not. The learning of the wise is easy. Go against a foolish man, and he knoweth not the lips of prudence. The wisdom of a discreet man is to understand his way, and the imprudence of fools erreth. A fool will laugh at sin, but among the just grace shall abide. The heart that knoweth the bitterness of his own soul, in his joy the stranger shall not intermeddle. The house of the wicked shall be destroyed, but the tabernacles of the just shall flourish. There is a way which seemeth just to a man, but the ends thereof lead to death. Laughter shall be mingled with sorrow, and mourning taketh hold of the end of joy. A fool shall be filled with his own ways, and the good man shall be above him. The innocent believeth every word, the discreet man considereth his steps. No good shall come to the deceitful son, but the wise servant shall prosper in his dealings, and his way shall be made straight. A wise man feareth and declineth from evil. The fool leapeth over and is confident. The impatient man shall work folly, and the crafty man is hateful. The childish shall possess folly, and the prudent shall look for knowledge. The evil shall fall down before the good, and the wicked before the gates of the just. The poor man shall be hateful even to his own neighbor, but the friends of the rich are many. He that despiseth his neighbor sinneth, but he that showeth mercy to the poor shall be blessed. He that believeth in the Lord loveth mercy. They err that work evil, but mercy and truth prepare good things. In much work there shall be abundance, but where there are many words, there is oftentimes want. The crown of the wise is their riches, the folly of fools, imprudence. A faithful witness delivereth souls, and the double dealer uttereth lies. In the fear of the Lord is confidence of strength, and there shall be hope for his children. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to decline from the ruin of death. In the multitude of people is the dignity of the king, and in the small number of people the dishonor of the prince. He that is patient is governed with much wisdom, but he that is impatient exalteth his folly. Soundness of heart is the life of the flesh, but envy is the rottenness of the bones. He that oppresseth the poor upbraideth his maker, but he that hath pity on the poor honoreth him. The wicked man shall be driven out in his wickedness, but the just hath hope in his death. In the heart of the prudent resteth wisdom, and it shall instruct all the ignorant. Justice exalteth the nation, but sin maketh nations miserable. A wise servant is acceptable to the king. He that is good for nothing shall feel his anger. Chapter 15. A mild answer breaketh wrath, but a harsh word stirreth up fury. The tongue of the wise adorneth knowledge, but the mouth of fools bubbleth out folly. The eyes of the Lord in every place behold the good and the evil. A peaceable tongue is a tree of life, but that which is immoderate shall crush the spirit. A fool laugheth at the instruction of his father, but he that regardeth reproofs shall become prudent. In abundant justice there is the greatest strength, but the devices of the wicked shall be rooted out. The house of the just is very much strength, and in the fruits of the wicked is trouble. The lips of the wise shall disperse knowledge. The heart of fools shall be unlike. The victims of the wicked are abominable to the Lord. The vows of the just are acceptable. The way of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. He that followeth justice is beloved by him. Instruction is grievous to him that forsaketh the way of life. He that hateth reproof shall die. Hell and destruction are before the Lord. How much more the hearts of the children of men? A corrupt man loveth not one that reproveth him, nor will he go to the wise. A glad heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by grief of mind the spirit is cast down. The heart of the wise seeketh instruction, and the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. All the days of the poor are evil. A secure mind is like a continual feast. Better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasures without content. It is better to be invited to herbs with love than to a fatted calf with hatred. A passionate man stirreth up strifes. He that is patient appeaseth those that are stirred up. The way of the slothful is as a hedge of thorns. The way of the just is without offense. A wise son maketh a father joyful, but the foolish man despiseth his mother. Folly is joy to the fool, and the wise man maketh straight his steps. Designs are brought to nothing where there is no counsel, but where there are many counselors, they are established. A man rejoiceth in the sentence of his mouth, and a word in due time is best. The path of life is above for the wise, that he may decline from the lowest hell. The Lord will destroy the house of the proud, and will strengthen the borders of the widow. Evil thoughts are an abomination to the Lord, and pure words most beautiful shall be confirmed by him. He that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house, but he that hateth bribes shall live. By mercy and faith sins are purged away, and by the fear of the Lord everyone declineth from evil. The mind of the just studieth obedience, the mouth of the wicked overfloweth with evils. The Lord is far from the wicked, and he will hear the prayers of the just. The light of the eyes rejoiceth the soul, a good name maketh the bones fat. The ear that heareth the reproofs of life shall abide in the midst of the wise. He that rejecteth instruction despiseth his own soul, but he that yieldeth to reproof possesseth understanding. The fear of the Lord is the lesson of wisdom, and humility goeth before glory. Chapter 16. It is the part of man to prepare the soul, and of the Lord to govern the tongue. All the ways of a man are open to his eyes. The Lord is the weigher of spirits. Lay open thy works to the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be directed. The Lord hath made all things for himself, the wicked also for the evil day. Every proud man is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand should be joined to hand, he is not innocent. The beginning of a good way is to do justice, and this is more acceptable with God than to offer sacrifices. By mercy and truth iniquity is redeemed, and by the fear of the Lord men depart from evil. When the ways of man shall please the Lord, he will convert even his enemies to peace. Better is a little with justice than great revenues with iniquity. The heart of man disposeth his way, but the Lord must direct his steps. Divination is in the lips of the king. His mouth shall not err in judgment. Weight and balance are judgments of the Lord, and his work all the weights of the bag. They that act wickedly are abominable to the king, for the throne is established by justice. Just lips are the delight of kings. He that speaketh right things shall be loved. The wrath of a king is as messengers of death, and the wise man will pacify it. In the cheerfulness of the king's countenance is life, and his clemency is like the latter rain. Get wisdom, because it is better than gold, and purchase prudence, for it is more precious than silver. The path of the just departeth from evils. He that keepeth his soul keepeth his way. Pride goeth before destruction, and the spirit is lifted up before a fall. It is better to be humbled with the meek than to divide spoils with the proud. The learned in word shall find good things, and he that trusteth in the Lord is blessed. The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and he that is sweet in word shall attain to greater things. Knowledge is a fountain of life to him that possesseth it. The instruction of fools is foolishness. The heart of the wise shall instruct his mouth, and shall add grace to his lips. Well-ordered words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and health to the bones. There is a way that seemeth to a man right, and the ends thereof lead to death. The soul of him that laboreth for himself, because his mouth hath obliged him to it. A wicked man diggeth evil, and in his lips is a burning fire. A perverse man stirreth up quarrels, and one full of words separateth princes. An unjust man allureth his friend, and leadeth him into a way that is not good. He that with fixed eyes deviseth wicked things, biting his lips, bringeth evil to pass. Old age is a crown of dignity, when it is found in the ways of justice. The patient man is better than the valiant, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh cities. Lots are cast into the lap, but they are disposed of by the Lord. Chapter 17. Better is a dry morsel with joy than a house full of victims with strife. A wise servant shall rule over foolish sons, and shall divide the inheritance among the brethren. As silver is tried by fire, and gold in the furnace, so the Lord trieth the hearts. The evil man obeyeth an unjust tongue, and the deceitful hearkeneth to lying lips. He that despiseth the poor reproacheth his Maker, and he that rejoiceth at another man's ruin shall not be unpunished. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers. Eloquent words do not become a fool, nor lying lips a prince. The expectation of him that expecteth is a most acceptable jewel. Whithersoever he turneth himself, he understandeth wisely. He that concealeth a transgression seeketh friendships. He that repeateth it again separateth friends. A reproof availeth more with a wise man than 100 stripes with a fool. An evil man always seeketh quarrels, but a cruel angel shall be sent against him. It is better to meet a bear robbed of her whelps than a fool trusting in his own folly. He that rendereth evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. The beginning of quarrels is as when one letteth out water. Before he suffereth reproach, he forsaketh judgment. He that justifieth the wicked, and he that condemneth the just, both are abominable before God. What doth it avail a fool to have riches, seeing he cannot buy wisdom? He that maketh his house high seeketh a downfall, and he that refuseth to learn shall fall into evils. He that is a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is proved in distress. A foolish man will clap hands when he is surety for his friends. He that studieth discords loveth quarrels, and he that exalteth his door seeketh ruin. He that is of a perverse heart shall not find good, and he that perverteth his tongue shall fall into evil. A fool is born to his own disgrace, and even his father shall not rejoice in a fool. A joyful mind maketh age flourishing, a sorrowful spirit drieth up the bones. The wicked man taketh gifts out of the bosom, that he may pervert the paths of judgment. Wisdom shineth in the face of the wise, the eyes of fools are in the ends of the earth. A foolish son is the anger of the father, and the sorrow of the mother that bore him. It is no good thing to do hurt to the just, nor to strike the prince, who judgeth right. He that setteth bounds to his words is knowing and wise, and the man of understanding is of a precious spirit. Even a fool, if he will hold his peace, shall be counted wise, and if he close his lips, a man of understanding. Chapter 18. He that hath a mind to depart from a friend seeketh occasions. He shall ever be subject to reproach. A fool receiveth not the words of prudence, unless thou say those things which are in his heart. A wicked man, when he is come into the depth of sins, contemneth, but ignominy and reproach follow him. Words from the mouth of a man are as deep water, and the fountains of wisdom as an overflowing stream. It is not good to accept the person of the wicked, to decline from the truth of the judgment. The lips of a fool intermeddle with strife, and his mouth provoketh quarrels. The mouth of a fool is his destruction, and his lips are the ruin of his soul. The words of the double-tongued are as if they were harmless, and they reach even to the inner parts of the bowels. Fear casteth down the slothful, and the souls of the effeminate shall be hungry. He that is loose and slack in his work is the brother of him that wasteth his own works. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The just runneth to it, and shall be exalted. The substance of the rich man is the city of his strength, and has a strong wall compassing him about. Before destruction the heart of a man is exalted, and before he be glorified it is humbled. He that answereth before he heareth showeth himself to be a fool, and worthy of confusion. The spirit of a man upholdeth his infirmity, but a spirit that is easily angered, who can bear? A wise heart shall acquire knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh instruction. A man's gift enlargeth his way, and maketh him room before princes. The just is first accuser of himself. His friend cometh, and shall search him. The lot suppresseth contentions, and determineth even between the mighty. A brother that is helped by his brother is like a strong city, and judgments are like the bars of cities. Of the fruit of a man's mouth shall his belly be satisfied, and the offspring of his lips shall fill him. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruits thereof. He that hath found a good wife hath found a good thing, and shall receive a pleasure from the Lord. He that driveth away a good wife driveth away a good thing, but he that keepeth an adulteress is foolish and wicked. The poor will speak with supplications, and the rich will speak roughly. A man amiable in society shall be more friendly than a brother. Chapter 19. Better is the poor man that walketh in his simplicity than a rich man that is perverse in his lips and unwise. Where there is no knowledge of the soul, there is no good, and he that is hasty with his feet shall stumble. The folly of a man supplanteth his steps, and he fretteth in his mind against God. Riches make many friends, but from the poor man even they whom he had depart. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall not escape. Many honor the person of him that is mighty, and are friends of him that giveth gifts. The brethren of the poor man hate him. Moreover, also his friends have departed far from him. He that followeth after words only shall have nothing. But he that possesseth a mind loveth his own soul, and he that keepeth prudence shall find good things. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. Delicacies are not seemly for a fool, nor for a servant to have rule over princes. The learning of a man is known by patience, and his glory is to pass over wrongs. As the roaring of a lion, so also is the anger of a king, and his cheerfulness as the dew upon the grass. A foolish son is the grief of his father, and a wrangling wife is like a roof continually dropping through. House and riches are given by parents, but a prudent wife is properly from the Lord. Slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. He that keepeth the commandment keepeth his own soul, but he that neglecteth his own way shall die. He that hath mercy on the poor lendeth to the Lord, that he will repay him. Chastise thy son, despair not, but to the killing of him set not thy soul. He that is impatient shall suffer damage, and when he shall take away, he shall add another thing. Hear counsel, and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. There are many thoughts in the heart of a man, but the will of the Lord shall stand firm. A needy man is merciful, and better is the poor than the lying man. The fear of the Lord is unto life, and he shall abide in fullness without being visited with evil. The slothful hideth his hand under his armpit, and will not so much as bring it to his mouth. The wicked man being scourged, the fool shall be wiser, but if thou rebuke a wise man, he will understand discipline. He that afflicteth his father, and chaseth away his mother, is infamous and unhappy. Cease not, O my son, to hear instruction, and be not ignorant of the words of knowledge. An unjust witness scorneth judgment, and the mouth of the wicked devoureth iniquity. Judgments are prepared for scorners, and striking hammers for the bodies of fools. Chapter 20. Wine is a luxurious thing, and drunkenness riotous. Whosoever is delighted therewith shall not be wise. As the roaring of a lion, so also is the dread of a king. He that provoketh him sinneth against his own soul. It is an honor for a man to separate himself from quarrels, but all fools are meddling with reproaches. Because of the cold, the sluggard would not plow. He shall beg therefore in the summer, and it shall not be given him. Counsel in the heart of a man is like deep water, but a wise man will draw it out. Many men are called merciful, but who shall find a faithful man? The just that walketh in his simplicity shall leave behind him blessed children. The king that sitteth on the throne of judgment scattereth away all evil with his look. Who can say, my heart is clean, I am pure from sin? Diverse weights and diverse measures, both are abominable before God. By his inclinations a child is known, if his works be clean and right. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made them both. Love not sleep, lest poverty oppress thee. Open thy eyes, and be filled with bread. It is naught, saith every buyer. And when he is gone away, then he will boast. There is gold and a multitude of jewels, but the lips of knowledge are a precious vessel. Take away the garment of him that is surety for a stranger, and take a pledge from him for strangers. The bread of lying is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth shall be filled with gravel. Designs are strengthened by counsels, and wars are to be managed by governments. Meddle not with him that revealeth secrets, and walketh deceitfully, and openeth wide his lips. He that curseth his father and mother, his lamp shall be put out in the midst of darkness. The inheritance gotten hastily in the beginning, in the end, shall be without a blessing. Say not, I will return evil. Wait for the Lord, and he will deliver thee. Divers weights are an abomination before the Lord. A deceitful balance is not good. The steps of man are guided by the Lord. But who is the man that can understand his own way? It is ruin to a man to devour holy ones, and after vows to retract. A wise king scattereth the wicked, and bringeth over them the weal. The spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord, which searcheth all the hidden things of the bowels. Mercy and truth preserve the king, and his throne is strengthened by clemency. The joy of young men is their strength, and the dignity of old men their gray hairs. The blueness of a wound shall wipe away evils, and stripes in the more inward parts of the belly. Chapter 21. As the division of water, so the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. Whithersoever he will, he shall turn it. Every way of a man seemeth right to himself, but the Lord weigheth the hearts. To do mercy and judgment pleaseth the Lord more than victims. Haughtiness of the eyes is the enlarging of the heart. The lamp of the wicked is sin. The thoughts of the industrious always bring forth abundance, but every sluggard is always in want. He that gathereth treasures by a lying tongue is vain and foolish, and shall stumble upon the snares of death. The robberies of the wicked shall be their downfall, because they would not do judgment. The perverse way of a man is strange, but as for him that is pure, his work is right. It is better to sit in a corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman and in a common house. The soul of the wicked desireth evil. He will not have pity on his neighbor. When a pestilent man is punished, the little one will be wiser, and if he follow the wise, he will receive knowledge. The just considereth seriously the house of the wicked, that he may withdraw the wicked from evil. He that stoppeth his ear against the cry of the poor shall also cry himself, and shall not be heard. A secret present quencheth anger, and a gift in the bosom the greatest wrath. It is joy to the just to do judgment, and dread to them that work iniquity. A man that shall wander out of the way of doctrine shall abide in the company of the giants. He that loveth good cheer shall be in want. He that loveth wine and fat things shall not be rich. The wicked is delivered up for the just, and the unjust for the righteous. It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a quarrelsome and passionate woman. There is a treasure to be desired, and oil in the dwelling of the just, and the foolish man shall spend it. He that followeth justice and mercy shall find life, justice, and glory. The wise man hath scaled the city of the strong, and hath cast down the strength of the confidence thereof. He that keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from distress. The proud and the arrogant is called ignorant, who in anger worketh pride. Desires kill the slothful, for his hands have refused to work at all. He longeth and desireth all the day, but he that is just will give and will not cease. The sacrifices of the wicked are abominable, because they are offered of wickedness. A lying witness shall perish, an obedient man shall speak of victory. The wicked man impudently hardeneth his face, but he that is righteous correcteth his way. There is no wisdom, there is no prudence, there is no counsel against the Lord. The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but the Lord giveth safety. Chapter 22. A good name is better than great riches, and good favor is above silver and gold. The rich and poor have met one another. The Lord is the maker of them both. The prudent man saw the evil and hid himself. The simple passed on and suffered loss. The fruit of humility is the fear of the Lord, riches and glory and life. Arms and swords are in the way of the perverse, but he that keepeth his own soul departeth far from them. It is a proverb, a young man according to his way, even when he is old, he will not depart from it. The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to him that lendeth. He that soweth iniquity shall reap evils, and with the rod of his anger he shall be consumed. He that is inclined to mercy shall be blessed, for of his bread he hath given to the poor. He that maketh presents shall purchase victory and honor, but he carrieth away the souls of the receivers. Cast out the scoffer, and contention shall go out with him, and quarrels and reproaches shall cease. He that loveth cleanness of heart for the grace of his lips shall have the king for his friend. The eyes of the Lord preserve knowledge, and the words of the unjust are overthrown. The slothful man saith, There is a lion without, I shall be slain in the midst of the streets. The mouth of a strange woman is a deep pit. He whom the Lord is angry with shall fall into it. Folly is bound up in the heart of a child, and the rod of correction shall drive it away. He that oppresseth the poor to increase his own riches shall himself give to one that is richer, and shall be in need. Incline thy ear, and hear the words of the wise, and apply thy heart to my doctrine, which shall be beautiful for thee if thou keep it in thy bowels, and it shall flow in thy lips, that thy trust may be in the Lord. Wherefore I have also shown it to thee this day. Behold, I have described it to thee three manner of ways, in thoughts and knowledge, that I might show thee the certainty and the words of truth to answer out of these to them that sent thee. Do no violence to the poor because he is poor, and do not oppress the needy in the gate, because the Lord will judge his cause and will afflict them that have afflicted his soul. Be not a friend to an angry man, and do not walk with a furious man, lest perhaps thou learn his ways and take scandal to thy soul. Be not with them that fasten down their hands, and that offer themselves sureties for debts. For if thou have not wherewith to restore, what cause is there that he should take the covering from thy bed? Pass not beyond the ancient bounds which thy fathers have set. Hast thou seen a man swift in his work? He shall stand before kings, and shall not be before those that are obscure. Chapter 23. When thou shalt sit to eat with a prince, consider diligently what is set before thy face, and put a knife to thy throat, if it be so that thou have thy soul in thy own power. Be not desirous of his meats, in which is the bread of deceit. Labor not to be rich, but set bounds to thy prudence. Lift not up thy eyes to riches which thou canst not have, because they shall make themselves wings like those of an eagle, and shall fly towards heaven. Eat not with an envious man, and desire not his meats, because like a soothsayer and diviner, he thinketh that which he knoweth not. Eat and drink, will he say to thee, and his mind is not with thee. The meats which thou hast eaten, thou shalt vomit up, and shalt loose thy beautiful words. Speak not in the ears of fools, because they will despise the instruction of thy speech. Touch not the bounds of little ones, and enter not into the field of the fatherless. For their near kinsman is strong, and he will judge their cause against thee. Let thy heart apply itself to instruction, and thy ears to words of knowledge. Withhold not correction from a child, for if thou strike him with a rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with a rod, and deliver his soul from hell. My son, if thy mind be wise, my heart shall rejoice with thee, and my reins shall rejoice when thy lips shall speak what is right. Let not thy heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long, because thou shalt have hope in the latter end, and the expectation shall not be taken away. Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thy mind in the way. Be not in the feasts of great drinkers, nor in their revelings, who contribute flesh to eat, because they that give themselves to drinking, and that club together, shall be consumed, and drowsiness shall be clothed with rags. Hearken to thy father that begot thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Buy truth, and do not sell wisdom, and instruction, and understanding. The father of the just rejoiceth greatly. He that hath begotten a wise son shall have joy in him. Let thy father and thy mother be joyful, and let her rejoice that bore thee. My son, give me thy heart, and let thy eyes keep my ways. For a harlot is a deep ditch, and a strange woman is a narrow pit. She lieth in wait in the way as a robber, and him whom she shall see unwary she will kill. Who hath woe? Whose father hath woe? Who hath contentions? Who falls into pits? Who hath wounds without cause? Who hath redness of eyes? Surely they that pass their time in wine and study to drink off their cups. Look not upon the wine when it is yellow, when the color thereof shineth in the glass. It goeth in pleasantly, but in the end it will bite like a snake, and will spread abroad poison like a basilisk. Thy eyes shall behold strange women, and thy heart shall utter perverse things, and thou shalt be as one sleeping in the midst of the sea, and as a pilot fast asleep when the stern is lost. And thou shalt say, They have beaten me, but I was not sensible of pain. They drew me, and I felt not. When shall I awake and find wine again? Chapter 24. Seek not to be like evil men, neither desire to be with them, because their mind studieth robberies, and their lips speak deceits. By wisdom the house shall be built, and by prudence it shall be strengthened. By instruction the storeroom shall be filled with all precious and most beautiful wealth. A wise man is strong, and a knowing man stout and valiant, because war is managed by due ordering, and there shall be safety where there are many counsels. Wisdom is too high for a fool, and the gate he shall not open his mouth. He that deviseth to do evils shall be called a fool. The thought of a fool is sin, and the detractor is the abomination of men. If thou lose hope, being weary in the day of distress, thy strength shall be diminished. Deliver them that are led to death. Those that are drawn to death forbear not to deliver. If thou say, I have not strength enough, he that seeth into the heart, he understandeth, and nothing deceiveth the keeper of thy soul, and he shall render to a man according to his works. Eat honey, my son, because it is good, and the honeycomb most sweet to thy throat. So also is the doctrine of wisdom to thy soul, which when thou hast found, thou shalt have hope in the end, and thy hope shall not perish. Lie not in wait, nor seek after wickedness in the house of the just, nor spoil his rest. For a just man shall fall seven times, and shall rise again, but the wicked shall fall down into evil. When thy enemy shall fall, be not glad, and in his ruin let not thy heart rejoice, lest the Lord see, and it displease him, and he turn away his wrath from him. Contend not with the wicked, nor seek to be like the ungodly. For evil men have no hope of things to come, and the lamp of the wicked shall be put out. My son, fear the Lord and the king, and have nothing to do with detractors. For their destruction shall rise suddenly, and who knoweth the ruin of both? These things also to the wise. It is not good to have respect to persons in judgment. They that say to the wicked man, Thou art just, shall be cursed by the people, and the tribes shall abhor them. They that rebuke him shall be praised, and a blessing shall come upon them. He shall kiss the lips who answereth right words. Prepare thy work without, and diligently till thy ground, that afterward thou mayest build thy house. Be not witness without cause against thy neighbor, and deceive not any man with thy lips. Say not, I will do to him as he hath done to me. I will render to every one according to his work. I passed by the field of the slothful man, and by the vineyard of the foolish man, and behold, it was all filled with nettles, and thorns had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall was broken down. Which when I had seen, I laid it up in my heart, and by the example I received instruction. Thou wilt sleep a little, said I, thou wilt slumber a little, thou wilt fold thy hands a little to rest, and poverty shall come to thee as a runner, and beggary as an armed man. End of side one.